At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas House this morning is expected to vote on a second sunset bill to keep some state agencies operating. They're also expected to vote on one of the anti-abortion measures and a bill on local tree ordinances. The Senate's off today. The chambers passed most of the items on the governor's special session agenda. Now, some of the agenda items for the special session in Texas mirrors what's happening in states across the country. So said findings from the Pew Charitable Trust State Line Project. The project analyzes legislative trends in state government. Executive Editor Scott Greenberger says Texas and other states this year have targeted laws approved by voters.
Even in deep red states like Texas, the cities tend to be bluer. They are enacting laws such as the Denton fracking ban, and Texas and other states have cracked down pretty hard on cities that have tried to enact those kinds of measures.
Other local control items on the Texas special session agenda include property tax reform, municipal annexation reform, and local tree ordinances.
Critics say that, well, aren't Republicans supposed to be for local control? But I think that Governor Abbott and others would argue that cities are overstepping their bounds by passing these kinds of things.
City leaders across Texas have pushed back. They say state lawmakers are meddling in matters that should be left to local officials. Big wave surfers are athletic, have incredible balance, and practice for years to reach the top of their sport. Those traits are also common among dancers. Our big screen team talked with the artistic director of Dallas Neoclassical Ballet, whose latest work is inspired by surf culture and the surf movies from the 60s.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're talking with Emily Skinner, who is the artistic director of Dallas Neoclassical Ballet. Emily, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We wanted to talk with you about a performance you have coming up on Sunday at the Texas Theater in Oak Cliff. The theater is showing The Endless Summer, a documentary that follows a pair of surfers who crisscross the globe looking for the perfect wave. And the two pieces that you'll be performing are actually, in some ways, inspired by the movie and by surf culture in general. Can you talk a little bit about what made you want to tap into those themes?
Yeah, well, I actually grew up in Houston, so not a huge surfer myself, though I did grow up taking trips down to Galveston with my family. My brother had a longboard, so I was kind of exposed to the culture at an early age.
So how does the movement of surfing crisscross over with ballet? It looks like it's a very physically daunting task, both of them, actually.
Exactly.
So they have that in common. What else?
Yeah, I think there's, of course, a lot of core work and balance involved with both, and just figuring out how to use gravity, fight gravity, and control your body.
It seems like in both surfing and in dance, you have to have a certain amount of gracefulness, of course, but you also have to have a certain fearlessness that what you think your body is going to be able to do is actually possible.
I teach ballet, so I tell the dancers, you have to go for it. If you hold back and you're intimidated by whatever, you know, pirouetting or doing big jumps and anything like that, then that's where you're going to fail or to injure yourself.
So do you watch the film intensively to find thematic connections and to see how you can come up with ballet pieces that are cinematic?
Yeah, I think the imagery of The Endless Summer is pretty serious. You know, the narration is a little sarcastic and silly in a fun way. But I also pulled just images in my mind from other surf films and beach films like that get a little more fun, like Beach Blanket Bingo and Blue Hawaii with Elvis. So pulling some a little bit more fun and flirtatious movement to make the ballet a little bit more interesting.
You mentioned Blue Hawaii and Beach Blanket Bingo, which were actually the two that I had written in my notes that I wanted to ask you about. How did you think about sort of the way that those movies look in terms of what the characters are wearing and the kind of fashion and look of the times and how that might fit into what you're doing?
Yeah, well, I love like the vintage look of the 1950s and 1960s. So I just pulled stuff from my closet to even wardrobe our dancers. Especially Blue Hawaii is just so silly, and the characters are just so almost like caricatures of these beach bums that are on the beach. And pulled different scenes, like when they're where they're doing the swim, and there's scenes of these girls just like shaking it like crazy, and their arms are swinging around, different social dances and stuff like that.
As a person who is affiliated with dance, you know, as a profession, and you're watching those kinds of movements, what are you thinking about as you see that?
Well, I'm thinking, how the heck are they moving their body like that? Because I was trying to show the girls how to do that swim move where they're shaking their booty and moving their arms at a different, totally different pace, and I'm having difficulty myself as a classically trained dancer. It's actually pretty difficult. So I'm assuming maybe they had a little bit of libations.
Little liquid courage.
Yeah, to help them with that and kind of let go. But it's a very youthful and fun movement to see and try to apply to classical dancers.
Well, Emily Skinner, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Emily.
Dallas Neoclassical Ballet performs Sunday at the Texas Theater. That's ahead of a screening of the documentary The Endless Summer. Details are at artandseek.org. Good day to stay indoors. Expect a high near 101 this afternoon. Temperatures will drop down to around 80 overnight, but then we get up back to around 101 again tomorrow. It's 83 degrees in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth and Tyler, 80 degrees in Wichita Falls.